With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. As the war in the Middle East rages on, it is posing a political dilemma for President Biden as he seeks re-election. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with the story.
Michigan Democrats have warned the White House that the president's response to the war could put his re-election campaign in jeopardy. The state holds the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the nation, and many in the community are upset with Mr. Biden's failure to support a ceasefire. Meanwhile, South Florida's Jewish community applauds the president's strong support of the Israeli offensive against Gaza. How Jewish voters perceive his handling of the Israel-Hamas war will be critical in the 2024 election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley has unloaded on Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas after he ducked questions about a pro-Hamas department employee.
Senator Hawley blasted Mayorkas after the secretary said he had not fired a pro-Hamas DHS employee and declined to tell Congress what kind of cases she handled as an asylum officer. The DHS secretary only said the woman in question, Nejwa Ali, has been placed on leave. Mayorkas denounced Hawley for the questions, saying he was insulting DHS employees by suggesting the woman's pro-Hamas and anti-Israel sentiments were common. Ali worked for the Palestine Liberation Organization, or PLO, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. She praised Hamas's recent sneak attack on Israel. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has traveled to the occupied West Bank for a meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the Americans' latest bid to ease civilian suffering in the Gaza Strip. He traveled to Ramallah earlier today, arriving in a heavily armored motorcade. This is SRN News. Parents weigh in on social media.
And they want more control of it. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 81% of American adults say parental consent should be required before anyone under 18 can establish a social media account. And 71% want social media sites, including pornographic ones, to verify a person's age before they are allowed in. Moms and dads are especially concerned about what young people are seeing and doing on the web these days. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch says revenue growth in most of its global regions offset by a drop in North American sales, sparked by a decision to partner with a transgender influencer. Bud Light sales plunged amid an ongoing national backlash after the brand teamed up with Dylan Mulvaney, a man living as a woman. While the company's overseas sales rose, U.S. sales tumbled greatly. This is SRN News. Well, government reports put striking numbers on America's problem when it comes to waste food.
One-third of the food produced in the U.S. is never eaten, and 58% of methane emitted from U.S. landfills comes from decomposing food. The EPA says these reports represent an important step in defining the problem, but the U.S. is still a long way off from its goal of cutting food waste by half by 2030. That's a benchmark that will require a significant shift in mindset from producers and consumers alike. John Scott reporting.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin honoring the medical team that saved his life by launching a scholarship program for kids in Cincinnati. His charitable foundation will be awarding $1,000 scholarships to 10 individuals from the area's underserved communities for each of the next 3 years. More details at SRNNews.com.